Hope Radio, Kingfisher FM.
Jason Kick is live in studio with us. Jason, it's great to have you with us and welcome back to the show.
Great, thanks so much, Gareth.
So what's Jason Kick been up to? Designing, dreaming, planning a brand new year?
Yes, all of the above. It has been a busy year, which has been great. We're very grateful for that. And it's, you know, the usual. It's business as usual as far as work goes, and naturally our events as well that we do for charity. And yes, it's been a busy couple of months because we had our PE launch middle of May. The following week we had our Pretoria launch. The following week we moved house, and then a couple of weeks later was my son's 18th and then my sister-in-law's wedding. So it was a busy month.
Well, anything that's missing there is a new baby.
No. I think I'm closer to being a granddad than a father again.
Sure. Wow, that's amazing. So it's exciting time of life, and I think also reflecting on the fashion shows for charity over the last 5-6 years. I mean, it's just become such a household part of Nelson Mandela Bay's, you know, social lifestyle. Who would have thought it would have been so big, huh?
I know, absolutely. You know, it's the generous support of the business community and of the people in general in Nelson Mandela Bay. And when you're working for a foundation that's got the heart that it has, and we like to connect with foundations who have heart, it easily spills over into people wanting to help, wanting to support and attend the event. And yeah, it just has grown from strength to strength, and we try to improve every year. And yeah, the challenge is always at the show when it's so great. I always stress, how are we going to better this next year?
Yeah. Well, you certainly outdid yourself last year. But before we get to this year, just tell me your first year. Does it still ring true? Is it still in the back of your mind? Are you doing this extravaganza?
Yeah, that was 1998, I think it was, for the Aurora Foundation.
98.
Okay. Yes, yeah. So it is a long time ago. It was daunting, but it was great. Yeah, it was just my first opportunity to really just get out there and do my own thing on a stage. And that was 21 years ago.
So tell me, do you remember what the theme was that year?
I think it was some enchanted garden. We were raising funds for the Aurora Home to, because their gardens were just grass, and especially in summer, people couldn't really go out and be in shade or anything like that. So we raised funds for that to be able to just make beautify the garden so that they could go outdoors. And then the following year, I think it was again for them, and we raised funds for a light and sound therapy room. So there's been different charities and beneficiaries for quite a few years now.
So do you remember the dresses?
Some of them, if I really try and think about it, the different themes, it was, yeah.
Does the showstopper stand out for you, or is it just, do you remember the floral, the colors, and things like that?
No, I don't really remember each and every showstopper, but it's generally the whole thing.
We just picture you sleeping at night and then waking up and thinking, oh, there's a design, there's an idea, and just drawing and things like that, huh? You're a bit more calm than that.
Yeah, look, I think creatives work better under pressure, which is not something I enjoy, but it just works out like that. And putting the shows together is a huge pressure.
There's enough pressure.
It's great.
Well, you certainly put the pressure on last year because you ventured out to Pretoria, the land of the blowbiller, and it was a huge success. What was the reason for venturing out? I mean, we don't mind sharing you, but not too much.
Okay. Yeah, well, the Boardwalks MD at one of our shows was Mr. Brett Hoppy, who was moved up to open up this new complex in Pretoria at the Suntime Square. It's a casino, huge international arena and hotel. And he offered for us to come up and do an event there. And we did, and it was great. And you guys have got the opportunity to be a beneficiary here in PE and in Pretoria. And Spa Eastern Cape were our sponsors for PE, and Spa North and South Rand were our sponsors for there. And I think between the two events, we were able to raise over R500,000 for Igazi, which was great.
Well, it was my first event that I actually went to last year. I made the cut, by the way. and I was just amazed at the generosity. There's quite a festival theme to the event, you know?
Yes. Yeah, you know, although it's a serious cause, we really, I think, and that's why the support has been so great, is that people enjoy the evening. There's a fun aspect to it. There's an emotional aspect to it.
Yes.
And that's where the heart comes in, because when you're touching people's hearts, they're that much more generous. They're that much more keen to become involved beyond just the evening, but yes, for future.
Sure. All right. So amazing history, amazing story and build up. You've pressures on to top last year's. So you've come up with a theme, Desert Nights, which you launched now in May.
Yes, yes. Desert Nights, that was Mr. Carl Cameron's idea from the morning after our Pretoria show last year. He came up with this theme, and we've run with it.
Sure.
And yeah, it's just these different elements that we can touch on with the desert theme, and yeah, we're having fun with it.
So give us a little idea of the next couple of weeks and months, because you're also doing a Pretoria show this year.
Yes, yeah. Our PE show's first on the 28th of September.
Uh-huh. That's better.
At the Sun Boardwalk on a Saturday evening.
Thank you.
Our Pretoria event is actually almost a midweek event. It's on a Thursday, the 24th of October, and that's in conjunction with the CCBC, that's the Capital City Business Chamber, which is going to be phenomenal.
Sure. Wow.
And then that's for the Wilderness Foundation Africa.
Okay, so you brought a new beneficiary on board this year.
For Pretoria, that's right.
That's going to be amazing.
Sally Gazi.
All right, so P. Igazi, Wilderness Foundation beneficiary for Pretoria, Desert Nights. All the dresses done? Huh?
Not quite. We're in the throes of doing all 40 gowns for the event. The showstopper still needs to be started. That we're busy collaborating.
Have you got an idea?
I do have an idea, and we're busy collaborating with Mohi SA for that. To be able to put something wild together again. And but it's exciting. They're coming along.
Yeah. All right, so the precious stuff, but we've still got some time, so September. So at this stage, mm-hmm. I mean, is it open for bookings?
Yeah, bookings opened. We are sold out of our crystal table category.
You can't be sold out. We're just telling everyone about it.
Yeah, crystal tables are sold out, and we have a few premium and a few gold left. But it's going very well.
Okay, so where do we get more information? Where do we book our... We've got no more crystals left. We'll have to settle for diamonds and golds and mohi.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, bookings can be made through our website, Jason Kick Designs. There will be a page landing you on the Desert Nights. We also have a Desert Nights webpage where people can visit, or they can email us directly on jason@jasonkick.com.
Great. Okay. Jason@jasonkick, which is KIECK.com.
That's right.
Okay,
great. I think that's the easiest one.
Desert Nights also on Facebook for more information, starting to get a little glimpse and a little insight into what's coming. And every year there's a little twist, so he's not going to give it away just yet.
We try and look, not the theme of the evening, but the run of the evening is kind of generally the same, where it's a dinner and it's a couture show and there's entertainment and an auction. But we try and change it up in little ways to not make the event seem too repetitive. And from the fashion scenes, those are very different each year to the entertainment. We have got a great crowd coming from Pretoria, and it's just a great evening.
Listen, I must also just say, it must be very tough in Africa with your Lexus as well, driving around, eh? Very tough.
Sometimes we have to just roll with the punches, hey? And that's
wonderful.
that's
wonderful.
That's a beautiful punch.
it's wonderful. I think it's just an amazing testimony of... we don't hear it enough of what's happening in our city in terms of amazing people networking and creating synergy together. And I think it's just it's a wonderful fit as well.
No, absolutely. We are very blessed to be able to be partnering with amazing corporates. And I think, the success of our events and of our brand just speak to that connection, which is really, we appreciate it greatly.
All right. So watch this space. We'll keep our building up here on Kingfish FM and the Spa Big Breakfast. So 28 September, Port Elizabeth, get ready for Desert Nights, the charity couture and entertainment gala dinner. Jason, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Gareth.
And don't forget that showstopper. It's very important.
Yeah, I hope you fit into it.
That'll be a privilege. Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
The soundtrack of your life's journey. Kingfisher FM.